celebrate America's independence with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, July 3rd, with the Pickering Family Singers. It all starts at 10 a.m. with the Pickering Family Singers in concert. The concert is followed by a message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Then it's an old-fashioned barbecue with pork, chicken, and all the fixings on the church grounds. Everything is free. First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe is vital for every listener to embrace, understand, and to respond to. Let me remind you, by the way, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to have your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Do you believe that this is on target with where we are? Do you believe that there are other things that need to be said or done that would in some way confront or to eradicate this juggernaut that's destroying the morals, ethics, and values in our nation's foundation? How should we respond? We're talking about government, our government, the government, celebrating and embracing what God condemns. Celebrating and embracing it. In fact, one article written by a preacher says this: it should be of interest to the American people to know for what the government today is allowed to advocate by the people is against the laws of our union, as well as against the law of our nation and against the law of our governmental institutions, and yet it is criminal. It's against God's law. No enactment, this article is given a quote by William Blackstone, by the way, it came out of Blackstone's Law Dictionary, it says, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. And ladies and gentlemen, everything for which the government pays for falls on the people, and we're working to pay for it, namely, you and I, we're paying for it. If not corrected, this writer says, it will be to our own demise. Why is this a month of pride, as it is called, when the lawgiver himself condemns it? Where are the American people at when it comes to holding their said representatives accountable for these laws? Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people, this writer says. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly where we stand today, and we need to understand the dangers of it. And yet we find preachers across the nation and around the world, we find every mainline denomination in some fashion, to a greater or less degree, embracing and celebrating the sodomite lifestyle. Here's an article that says, a minister claims that the Bible must give way to same-sex marriage. A minister in the state-endorsed church in Scotland stunningly has claimed that the Bible is not always the authority that people must follow. The shocking statement comes from Reverend Scott Rennie, who openly lives a homosexual lifestyle and concerns same-sex marriage. The Christian Institute reported that the pastor's opinion concerns the Bible and whether it is the final word on sexual ethics. Rennie, that is the pastor, claimed that there is disagreement about Scripture and its place and its connection with reason and the modern world. The pastor contended the Bible's teachings against same-sex acts have been reinterpreted in the light of contemporary thinking. The pastor goes on to claim that the Bible must yield because of what society today has learned through psychology, through science, and we've got to read Scripture in that light. The pastor said, people know so much more now. The Bible has to be reinterpreted. Ladies and gentlemen, that came from a pastor in Scotland, but that is the mindset and the mentality of the woke culture today, the progressive Christianity today, and the progressive churches. And Franklin Graham so succinctly said in Decision Magazine in the April issue, April 2022, that progressive Christianity is going to send people to hell. And that's exactly what is taking place. You can't modify the Bible. You can't modulate the truth of the Word of God. You can't say that it needs to be changed because society has changed. Society has gone deeper and deeper and deeper into immorality and the declension against God. And now we're trying to say the Bible needs to be reinterpreted based on where society is. That is simply an incorrect statement. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood.
Hope you're doing well. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I have a brief comment. I just wanted to say that because we have tolerated this immoral behavior, now they want us to celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
And they will do anything. We're already seeing they want to shut down the Acosta Bridge, a public thoroughfare. When you speak out against this lifestyle, they always say you're a hater. You hate them. Well, no, I don't hate anybody. I do believe that they are terribly, terribly misguided individuals, and they are going to be dealt with by God if they do not turn from their ways. And when you point that out, you're a hater. But that's basically what I wanted to say. But because we've tolerated it, they want us to celebrate it now.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dr.
They want us not only to tolerate it, they want us to embrace it, they want us to celebrate it, and to accept it and inculcate it in our churches and our families, in our homes, in our schools, and our lifestyle. And Joe Biden is the major promulgator of that today on a national basis. And I'm going to talk about that in specificity in just a moment, but you're exactly right. In fact, when you look at what the Bible says after he has turned them over to a reprobate mind, the scripture says, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it goes on to say, not only to do the same, but to have pleasure in them that do them. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what God gives as a description of those that he has turned over to a reprobate mind, which is talking about the sodomite lifestyle. So thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for all that you do in the name of Christ. If I didn't have your broadcast to keep me well-grounded in my King James Bible, I don't know what I'd do, but what I'd like to say is I know you know the old phrase about that doesn't add up. Well, nothing that Joe Biden and this administration has done adds up. And is the reason they want the homosexuals, the bottom feeder minorities, is because they don't ask if it's going to add up. They want a dumbed down population that they can do anything they want to do, and they won't hear a quiver out of them. That a person like yourself, your sons, myself, the people that support this broadcast, we run it by our belief, and if it doesn't add up, we're going to speak out about it. But is the reason these Democrats want a dumbed-down population is so they can do anything they want to do and not be challenged?
Tom, you're exactly right. they're wanting to dumb down. That's the reason we find in our academic educational system today is not based on what used to be called back in my era the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's not based on academics at all. It's based on the immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle that our kids are awash in today in our public school system. Number one, they want a disinformation to be considered information, and yet those that are Christians, conservatives, and patriots, what we say as truth, they want to call that disinformation and destroy the intent of what is being said to try to correct the trajectory and the direction that we're going in as a nation. Secondly, Tom, and you're right on target with that, secondly, they won't want a nation that is not only a disinformed nation, but a disarmed nation. That's the reason right now they're working on trying to confiscate weapons in America. And it seems that every time a bad person shoots somebody, then they want to persecute and prosecute the good person that owns a weapon for his own self-protection. And thirdly, they want to demoralize the nation, because when you take those three things together, you're looking at the very heart and the core of Marxism and the goals of Karl Marx, which is what we have today with the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, BLM, Democrat Party, which is to destroy the morals, ethics, and the values, to destroy the nuclear family, and to dethrone God. And that's exactly what we're on the fast track for doing today, Tom.
Yes. I'm glad you brought that out about Burger King, because about 10 years ago, they came up with the same thing. If you ate in the restaurant, they give you a tray, and the little tray liner was a rainbow color. And it promoted homosexuality. So at the time, I asked the lady, I said, does this mean we're going to order a sodomite? I'll have a sodomite burger, child molester fries, and mutilated genitalia Coke. I guess they didn't get it. Are these big corporations going to get it that cozying up to 2% of the population is going to cost them dearly? Or as this dumbing down comes, it'll just water over the falls.
What is taking place with the large corporate entities is they simply do not care. Number one, they do not believe that the Christians, the conservatives, and the patriots in America will stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and speak with our wallets. They do not believe that we will stand up and do that. I'm thankful that across America that is taking place with Disney today. The Disney stock has plummeted in the past 90 days as a result of Disney finally coming out of the closet and people seeing the real intent, the real purpose of Disney and their promulgation of the sodomite lifestyle. So I'm praying that the same thing will be seen and done in relationship to these other corporate entities, the big box stores and the fast food operations. But going back to the fundamental basics of that, Tom, is the fact that in our churches, pastors are anemic, pastors are spineless, pastors are illiterate when it comes to standing and speaking the truth in love about what the Word of God says. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says there are many today who will repeat the only things that they've ever been taught in church. God is love. Do not judge. Most people today, being biblically illiterate, will also mix cultural ideas with Scripture, believing them to be Scripture. Such ideas as social justice, the LGBTQPI slogan, love is love, and my body and my choice, to name just a few. Biblical illiteracy is shamefully prevalent and getting worse. Hating what God hates is biblical, but our pastors today will never teach you that from the pulpits. And so, Tom, therein lies the problem. We have the answer. That's God's word. We have the ability through our churches and through our pastors to determine what needs to be done and return America to our Judeo-Christian foundation and values. But because of silence in the pulpits, anemic, illiterate pastors, false teachers for the most part, that are leading us astray morally, ethically, and biblically, is bringing about the fall of America and the destruction of our fundamental foundations on the Judeo-Christian values. It's against God's word. But, Tom, we can just keep looking up understanding that God's still in control. I've not given up the ship. I've not abandoned the ship. I've not put the white flag up and surrender. I'm still going. I told my bride one day, I said, when I'm dead and in that casket, look, open the bottom door, and my feet should still be moving. I believe every Christian needs to have the mindset, the mantra, and the tenacity to say, we're not going to sit down in silence. We're going to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. So, Tom, keep on keeping on, brother. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless you for the broadcast,
Thank
Dr.
You
Youngblood.
So much.
It's so inspiring.
Thank you, and God bless you. Have a blessed day today. Ladies and gentlemen, through the Biden administration, our culture is on the brink of moral collapse. Let me say that again. Through the Biden administration today, our culture is on the brink of moral collapse. Our government-controlled schools, every governmental agency, including, ladies and gentlemen, including our military, the Pentagon, Joe Biden, this president has done more to destroy American children, our youth, and our culture than every other administration combined in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, it is sad but true. Even our Navy and other departments of military. I'll read a blurb of this, and then we'll take our next caller. This article says U.S. Navy's LGBTQ-themed video touting correct pronouns, gender identity, creating a safe space is getting lambasted. You're going to lose the next war, end quote. Dated June the 21st. What are the details, this article says? For nearly 4-minute video, the nearly 4-minute video posted in late May on the Defense Visual Information Distribution Service website features two people, a man and a woman, both are homosexuals, both engineers at the Naval Warfare Center Division at Newport, who discuss the importance of using correct pronouns as well as polite etiquette when you may not be sure of someone's pronoun. The clip is listed as an official U.S. Navy video, uses LGBTQ pride tags. The Defense Visual Information Distribution Service is run by the Defense Media Activity, which keeps Department of Defense audiences around the world informed, collects and preserves the Department of Visual Information records, and trains the Department of Public Affairs and Visual Information professional. Quote, using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity, one of the speakers say. It is a signal of acceptance and respect, and that's the way it should be in the Navy. Ladies and gentlemen, while Russia is planning on battle around the world, while China is rolling out its third largest aircraft ship on the high seas, America is trying to teach our Navy personnel, our military personnel, how to use correct pronouns and how to embrace the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. We are not prepared for war. We shall not be prepared for war as long as we're focusing on the sodomite lifestyle and not teaching our military men how to win a war. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, how are you doing today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I do believe that the Antichrist and his minions are heavily responsible for what's happening in our world today, and they're using simple things like words, and they're changing the meanings of those words. For example, you've read a little blurb about a pastor who changed the meaning within Scripture itself to be an advocate for his sinful lifestyle. Let's talk about another word where the meaning has been changed that's being thrown about a lot today, and that's the word tolerance. If you look up and actually look at the word tolerance there, tolerance does not mean acceptance. Tolerance actually means that you do not condone that behavior whatsoever, and you'd rather not to have anything to do with it, and it's going to happen around you, but it doesn't mean that you condone it. The third thing you're speaking about as far as our military there, I served for quite a few years, and they only taught me one thing whenever I was in there. That was to close with and remove the enemy's ability to wage war against my nation. Mm-hmm. And it was as simple as that. What they're doing today has nothing to do with our fighting forces and what their duty is to the Constitution and to this country.
Absolutely. We're finding a weakening of not just the morals, the ethics, and the values, but the weakening of the fiber, the fabric of a nation. It's the undermining of our foundation. And it has been promulgated from this administration from the top down. It's been promulgated by an illegally seated individual that now claims to be have been elected by the major population in America, which is a twofold lie. He's not qualified. He's not does not have the cognitive ability. He is simply a puppet, but yet he is the one with the puppeteers behind the scenes that's making the decision for the trajectory and the direction of the morals, ethics, and the values in our nation. Jim, thank you so much for your call. Looking forward to what the Lord is going to do in the future as we stand on truth. I'm looking at an article that says, True Biblical Christianity. I wish I had the words and the ability to express and describe in such a way that all Americans would clearly see and understand that we're extremely grave danger having been captured by the demonic New World Order occults. I also wish I could get all pastors and churches in America to see that we're being ruled by, we are to be ruled by God because of our blatant disobedience to our Lord Jesus Christ. We are ruled by Satan instead and the New World Demonic Order. As a result, we are under the judgment of God because our blatant disobedience and refusing to resist the evil overtaking this nation. And it's because, this writer says, because we have so many false pastors and false religions that people have no idea that our spiritual war that we have been losing since 1963 goes back to Saul Alinsky and what took place as a result of the Frankfurt School out of Germany declaring war on the Republic and on God, and how it's redounded to where we are today. But ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we're watching the Biden administration today destroying our culture, destroying our morals and ethics and values. They're pushing transgenderism in our schools, in the businesses, and in every department of government today, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden believes that any objective anything called the transgender movement ought to be pushed and ought to be promulgated, and he's doing that thing. In fact, I'm looking at an article here that is very, very clear. Christian Champion names worst offender seeking to pervert and harm our kids. Dr. James Dobson speaking on this. He says, I have long stated that sins committed against children are the most grievous. That is why I believe our Lord made the following statement. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than he should cause one of the little ones to sin. Quote, yet the worst offender seeking to pervert and harm our children is not the corporation or the school board. It's our current president and his administration. As I shared in a recent statement, this is coming from James Dobson. As I shared in a recent statement, President Joe Biden and his administrative agencies are determined to push America totally off the moral edge as they take full aim at dismantling the mental, physical, spiritual welfare of our children across our great nation, end quote. Looking at another article, this is from 1 Million Moms. It says President Joe Biden is championing transgenderism, purposely endangering our nation's youth by encouraging unnatural, unhealthy, and irreversible body modifications. Biden even went so far as to invoke God as a co-conspirator in the approval of government-sanctioned sex change operations. In a video celebrating Transgenderism Day of Visibility just a few days ago, Biden said that he sees transgenders for who you are, and you're made in the image of God, he says. Further, he states the Health and Human Services Department of Joe Biden's, he says, we're committed to advancing transgenderism and equality in the classrooms and every school across America, on the playing field, at work, in our military, in housing, in health care, everywhere, simply everywhere, Joe Biden stated. In other words, this writer says, the Biden administration condones the practice of body mutilations, even for the youth. The president is taking our nation and, more importantly, our young people down a dangerous path that will lead to more mental confusion and self-destruction and suicides than ever before, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching that take place today, and it's being promulgated and pushed by the Biden administration. In fact, it is sad when you understand that all that's taking place today is coming through the Biden administration. Here's an article that's talking further about what Biden is doing in promulgating the transgendered movement in America, which, use that term, is nothing more than the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. It is convincing a child that has sexual dysphoria that somehow, some way, he or she must go through the body mutilation. This article says Justice Department is now soliciting $1 million for LGBTQ and the Two-Spirit Youth Centers. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, is fielding applications for a grant totaling $1 million that will go toward the creation of an LGBTQ and the Two-Spirit Youth National Resource Center. The program is also being offered through the DOJ's Office of Justice and the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency, which will provide federal leadership and federal grants for research and further study to promulgate the LGBTQ lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not the stench in the nostrils of God, nothing is. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. Very swiftly right here, just one comment on everything that you said on today. I am very sorry to see our country going in this direction that it's going, and also some of our people, I'm talking about the believers, getting caught up in these lies that are being, you know, cast out into society like it is, and they're just going along. They're compromising with these lies. But God gave us strict warning in the book of Revelation chapter 22, and he said, amen, over in verse 15, "For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie." Amen. They are loving lies. They are making lies, and people are falling for it. And if you're not careful, swift destruction shall come upon you, because God has given us fair warning. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pastor Davis, for that input. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a high-profile article in the Decision magazine dated February 2022. And the writer in this article says, quote, "It is not too late for Christians to awaken from their slumber and realize that we're in a pitched battle with the forces beyond our comprehension, and at stake are the precious eternal lives of our children and our grandchildren," end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is not a hopeless scenario. The authority is in our hands, if we've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. But the Biden administration is now pushing it. There is a simply no-holds-barred agenda for the Biden administration, because right now, ladies and gentlemen, across America, one of the things that the Biden administration is now doing, they're threatening, listen carefully as we close, the Biden administration has already made mention, they're threatening to remove the free meals in our public school system for those that are needy families, unless the school system, every school system in America, unless they embrace, they inculcate, and they continue to teach and to lead children to believe they need to be sexually changed in the transgender, transsexual movement and the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle. That's being promulgated and pushed as we speak across the nation through our public school systems. So we need to say no. We need to have the position and take the stand that we're going to place our children in homeschooling, Christian schooling, or in something other than the public school system. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.